The mayors of Kenora, Pickle Lake, and Sioux Lookout say the province is providing some relief for high policing costs, but it's not enough. The new discounts mean Kenora now gets a 15% discount, Sioux Lookout gets a 40% break, and Pickle Lake's current discount of 95% remains in place, according to the three communities, which formed a coalition last year to advocate for policing cost relief. Sioux Lookout Mayor Doug Lawrence said he's graciously disappointed with the relief that we got. Grateful that they recognized the need for it, disappointed that it wasn't a deeper discount. Lawrence said they had hoped the discount would put them more in line with what they calculated the average cost of policing at $320 per property per year. What we got from Solicitor General Michael Kersner was a soft commitment that this would be in place until such time as the Community Safety and Policing Act undergoes the revisions that we understand it's undergoing, which we would hope would include the regulatory discount table or some form of addressing the discounts. Lawrence said the discount will apply to the beginning of 2023. The discounts are a step in the right direction, but much more is needed, said Kenora Mayor Andrew Poirier in a release. We do, however, appreciate the time and energy Minister Kersner has put into addressing our concerns. Lawrence said it's their understanding that the revisions for the Act should take place this year in time for 2024. But we've seen in the past that those kind of changes can sometimes take more time than the government allows for it, he said. He said the coalition got the details from the Solicitor General during a virtual meeting on February 14. Lawrence said Kersner invited them to another meeting in June and asked the communities to keep him posted on any trends regarding policing in the area. He said the coalition asked to be engaged in the process of looking at the changes as outlier communities. We feel that we can provide information that would inform their revisions, he said. The Office of the Ministry of the Solicitor General emailed Dougal Media response, stating the ministry continues to work with communities facing unique challenges in the Northwest. The ministry is assessing policing costs in these municipalities. Should any agreement be reached, details would be released at the appropriate time. Lawrence said the arrangement of the coalition comes to a conclusion with the Solicitor General's offer and our acceptance of that offer. However, we see the value of working as a coalition. A single voice from an outlier community doesn't have the same impact as multiple voices do, he said. So my hope is that a coalition continues, and maybe it's a broader coalition, with more northern communities, municipalities with the same issues.